I think that the FRT, facial recognition and technology, has huge problems with it, and has been identified as having such as well in other jurisdictions. And the reality is that it's basically predisposed towards identifying and wrongly actually people of colour, and that is a problem that it has. So I don't believe that it is an actual solution, and for the minister to be touting it as that now, looking at it to be getting it in as a solution to what happened on Thursday, is wrong, and I think it will be a retrograde step, and it will step that will actually create more problems than it will solve.
And what do you propose instead?
Well, I think what needs to happen instead of that is that the Gardaí need to take a more proactive role in relation to they had a very hands-off approach to the far right over the last couple of years, really, and we've seen a number of very disturbing protests, where, like, for example, attacks on libraries and the burning of books taking place in County Cork, and in those circumstances where the Gardaí actually opened up the libraries and let the far right protesters into the libraries. We've seen the attack on the makeshift refugee camp in Sandwich Street in Dublin, where it was burned down, and then also we've seen recently as well the protests outside Dalairn, where a number of the TDs were attacked by the far right people as well. You know, so the guards have had loads of opportunities, and we've been able to deal with the organisers and the people in charge and responsible for instigating this trouble, and I think that would have gone a long way towards putting off what happened on Thursday, rather than the kind of knee-jerk response that we're going to see from now on.